Well, the Pakistani government has had a very difficult relationship with the Taliban and with the whole issue of Islamism. For a very long time, Pakistan encouraged Islamism. Pakistan actually allowed Islamist groups such as Taliban to train in Pakistani territory and use Pakistani territory for regrouping for their excursions into Afghanistan and ultimately the victory of Taliban in Afghanistan. In 1997, I believe, that's when the Taliban took over Kabul. It has done that because the Islamists have served a useful purpose for Pakistani foreign policy, whether it's in relation to Kashmir, and whether it's in relation to Afghanistan. Pakistan has wanted to expand its area of influence. So the Islamists have served a purpose in that regard. So when the Taliban were pushed out of Afghanistan following the U.S. offensive and settled in northern territories of Pakistan, that created a challenge to Pakistan's authority and sovereignty. For a time, the Pakistani government was trying to appease the Taliban forces and didn't really want to tackle them or confront them. Because of its past relationship with Islamists and because of its difficult relationship with Islamism in Pakistan. Allowing Sharia law to be implemented in territories that were ruled by the Taliban was, in that regard, a way to appease the Taliban. But it was a major mistake. It was a huge mistake because it effectively gave up all power and all authority to a sub-state organization. And now they have realized that it was a big mistake. I think what caused it, there were many factors, but two big factors was that in Pakistan, public opinion was very uncomfortable with the fact that Islamic law and Sharia law was being implemented, and that meant closing off schools for girls, punishments, public punishments, meted out against anyone who is perceived to break Islamic law. So there was a swelling up of public opinion inside Pakistan against those kind of practices. But also pressure from the United States. The U.S. has been becoming more and more wary of the fact that the Taliban have now a territory to regroup, to train, and to prepare further activities and further excursions into Afghanistan. So there were two big factors. Add to this also that the government in Afghanistan was uncomfortable with the fact that Taliban could use Pakistani territories for training and regrouping. So there were a number of factors that led the Pakistani government into taking action. I think there's a big risk that public opinion could turn against the government because of its bad management of the war. The military advances have resulted into over a million refugees, displaced people, and the Pakistani government and the international aid agencies are woefully underprepared to deal and respond to that humanitarian tragedy. And that is the risk. If the government and international community cannot address the needs of the population, the displaced population, you will have a large reserve pool of people who could be recruited into the Taliban camp. I think there is a chance that this could be a protracted conflict. There's a chance that, because you're not fighting an organized army, this is not a conventional warfare. And that's one of the problems that the Pakistani army faces. The Pakistani army has been trained for conventional warfare with India. It has not been trained for unconventional warfare with guerrilla activities. So there is a chance that this could be a protracted conflict. And the government of Pakistan and aid agencies need to be prepared for that eventuality, and also need to take account of the larger picture, the political factors that feed into the conflict. So it's not just a military confrontation, it's also a political confrontation.